This is Tim Alec from Topaz Partners. The Scuderi engine continues to make news headlines because of its potential to revolutionize the way cars and trucks are powered. The Scuderi engine divides the four strokes of a conventional combustion cycle over two paired cylinders, one intake compression cylinder and one power exhaust cylinder. This unique design is a win-win in that it is expected to produce both greater fuel efficiency and reduced harmful emissions. Some observers, however, have questioned whether such a design could lead to overheating. With me to discuss the topic of heat as it relates to the Scuderi engine is Scuderi President Sal Scuderi. Greetings, Sal.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sal, perhaps we could start by talking about some of the questions raised about heat and the Scuderi engine. What are some of the misperceptions you've heard?
Well, the heat issue is easy to identify as something that you would intuitively think is an issue with our engine. The reason for that is that our power cylinder, which is fed by the compression cylinder, never sees ambient air. In a normal engine or a conventional engine that has all four strokes occurring in a single cylinder, after the combustion and the exhaust strokes, the engine then pulls in a charge of air that's at ambient or at normal air temperatures, and it helps to cool the components of the engine. Our engine does not do that, so it's easy to assume that we would have a heat issue or an overheating issue. And in fact, we've actually spent a fair amount of time analyzing that particular process, and we've done some fairly extensive finite element analysis prior to the design of the engine.
So, Sal, how is the Scuderi engine protected from overheating?
Well, what we do is we simply have adequate cooling circuits going around the cylinder through the cylinder head, and then we also utilize a circuit where we have oil flowing up underneath the piston. So we are able to carry heat away from the components adequately to all stay within the design parameters of the materials. And we're not using any special materials. We're using all pretty standard components like aluminum for our piston and things along those lines that are conventional to conventional engines.
So no special ceramics are needed in terms of the
piston?
No
special ceramics, no special materials, no.
Right. And all the data that you have so far suggests that this approach is working?
Oh, absolutely. All the data that we've currently collected is showing that we are well within the design parameters of all the materials, and there is not anything special that we have to do other than with our current adequate flow capacities of the coolant around the components.
So overheating is not a stumbling block for the Scuderi engine?
Absolutely not. Overheating actually is not an issue with us. Like I said earlier, the components are all well within the design parameters of the materials, and there is not any more of a heating issue with us than there is with a conventional engine.
Well, I know you've been busy over the last few months. The prototype is firing now in the laboratory, and then you were at Engine Expo in Europe. What's next for the Scuderi engine?
Well, we're going to continue testing our engine, and it's going to take us a few months to gather all of the data, and then we will be presenting it to various engine manufacturers that have expressed a strong interest to find out the results of the data. And then we're going to be proceeding on with other designs as well, like our turbocharged version of our engine, our air hybrid version, and eventually our diesel as well.
I've been speaking with Sal Scuderi, president of the Scuderi Group, about the Scuderi engine and the issue of heat management in the Scuderi engine. Thanks very much, Sal.
Great. Thank you.